Welcome to Relationship DIY, where you can build your relationship skills and thrive. I'm Dr. Julie Caldwell, your guide to discovering a whole new way to have any kind of relationship, whether you're relating to your partner, your parents, your kids, your coworkers, or yourself. In these podcasts, you'll learn simple, effective, powerful ways to be who you are while you truly and authentically connect to those around you. This is podcast number 10, Creating a Powerful Relationship Between You and You. As I've studied relationships for these past 30 years, there's an important truism that I've come back to over and over, which is whatever I think is going on out there is actually happening inside of me. Otherwise known as projection, this is such an important idea that I'm going to spend some time here and also in my blog emphasizing this, because to me, this is how to create true power, is to understand that my internal world is reflected out in the external world and vice versa, that it's this reverberation chamber that's quite fascinating once I step into it and start to understand how it works. So I'm going to give you a few tips in this podcast and then follow up later, especially with the inner map, which you can download if you go to see my blog called Introducing the Inner Map. You'll see a download link there. Because what I've learned is that whatever my state is what my mind is generating. Now, this is such an important concept that if I can really see it, it's such a great key to liberation. So what I do, really, and what I would urge you to start trying out is I watch my mind for the story. Sometimes my mind generates these really great stories like, it's such a beautiful day, I love everyone. Those are my favorite stories, really. Other times my mind is not quite as kind to me and to my innards, and it says something more like, this sucks, everything sucks, and it's never going to get any better. Now, this actually took me a long time to figure out. Strangely, and maybe you've had this experience, I actually really thought that maybe the world around me was changing, that when I thought things were not so good, that really was true, that I was reliable, I was a reliable reporter, or that maybe, in fact, today I woke up and felt really expanded, and somehow the world had changed. It reminds me of being about 5 years old and walking down the street and thinking that as I stepped, the whole world stepped underneath me. I guess I hadn't really grown out of that egocentric developmental stage just the way I thought I had. Anyway, you might actually notice it yourself that what you're thinking isn't exactly a great and accurate copy and replica of what's going on the outside. In fact, what it's really doing is showing you what's going on in the inside. As you go deeper in with this concept, you'll find really many facets of it that will, I think, be steps for liberation for you, in that as I'm tuning in to my thoughts, what I can do is actually go underneath them to find out what is my state of consciousness. And vice versa, that my state of consciousness is going to generate thoughts, and even more interestingly, is going to generate evidence that my thoughts are accurate. I think this is quite fascinating myself, and really at the bottom of many of our emotional difficulties that we have and that I run into as a therapist: depression, anxiety, difficulties in relationships. Let's use an example. So let's say I wake up and I decide to go onto my iPhone, as I am wont to do sometimes, and I see some news. Let's say I see some latest whatever about global warming. I can imagine right now, I can feel my stomach clenching and I'm leaning over, and I have lots of indications that I feel afraid. That would be typical. Just give me the phrase global warming and my body will go into fear. So that's pretty interesting, because you could say, well, of course, we all know that there's something frightening about global warming. And I would say, that might be true, but probably the fear exists in my body and is waiting to be triggered. And that all that's happened is that I see a trigger, those words that actually take me to that state of consciousness of fear. So then let's say I just go through my morning routine and I'm walking around. I am much more likely to see things that scare me. Say the dogs are barking and I look outside and I'm more on the lookout. My body is already primed to notice things that are frightening to me. And I would say even more so that I'm in a vibration that I would call fear, and that because I'm in that vibration, I am more apt to generate an experience that is scary to me. Who knows how that might happen? It could be that my fearful body posture and hormones are now radiating out to those around me who pick it up and also can join in with my fear-ridden stories. It could be that my fear body itself is connecting to others who I don't know, who then I could have a less than great exchange with. And for sure, I'm going to generate an entirely different experience between myself and other people than if I were out in the world with a wide open heart, generating love and appreciation. You may have noticed this. I have a good friend who is a master appreciator, and she captures and attracts people all around her, sort of like Pokemons. All she has to do is say she needs something and two or three people are available to her. But what she's doing is she's generating appreciation and love really wherever she goes. She's the light, the one that people want to be around because it's just so lovely to be with her. So this is what I'm proposing to you, that your true power lies in knowing what your state of consciousness is at any given moment. That the way you can do that is to watch your thoughts and actually plot them on the inner map, from the most shaming to the most guilt-ridden to the most despairing and sad, and I'm going up the map here, follow with me, the most frozen afraid and the most agitated afraid, to the most angry or pride-filled, or then we're going over the line from reactive brain to creative brain into the most neutral or accepting, the appreciative, the loving, the joyful, or the peaceful thoughts that you might be having. That this goes back and forth, that I can generate appreciative thoughts and feel appreciation. That's kind of tricky sometimes because the body is much slower than the mind is. But I can also then be in appreciation and generate more appreciation. And so I'm anchoring myself with my stories, my thoughts, my breath, all kinds of ways. I can do that below the line too in, say, despair. I can already be feeling some despair, which is a pretty contracted state. I can be generating my despairing thoughts. This will never get better. I'm all alone. I'm suffering. And those thoughts will help me stay in that level of consciousness. I can go both directions then. But you see, if I notice that I'm in despair, I can say, oops, I don't really want to stay there, although I could. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's say I decide I don't want to. Then I can say, I think I'd rather be in neutrality. So even though my body is feeling the despair, I'm going to anchor myself up in neutrality, say something like, well, it is what it is. Meanwhile, noticing that I have the despairing feelings in my body, which I would break down into frozen sadness, because despair is actually sadness that hasn't been fully expressed, that the protest has been halted and stopped. So I could just love that sadness, feel those feelings, and breathe those feelings through, and then go back into anchoring myself up in neutrality, where I can be already feeling better and find a new place to live and generate other experiences from a higher level of consciousness. So again, to me, this is true power. This is the power between me and me, that as I notice what the outside world is generating in me as thoughts, those thoughts can take me to what's really going on in my body, and then I can decide where I want to be. Now, you might have guessed there's another way to do all of this, which is to notice my body and to notice what is actually happening, my sensations, if my chest is tight or my heart feels open or my stomach is relaxed or clenched. If I could notice my sensations first, that would actually go straight to the source. I don't even have to notice my thoughts. My body, I believe, is much more reliable than my mind in terms of saying what's really going on. So I could notice those things and already be shifting my body, which will then shift the actual thoughts. So here is my assignment for you, is to start watching your thoughts and wondering about what state of consciousness you are in as reflected by your thoughts. And again, you can download my inner map either in my blog or in one of my books, The Relationship Ride or The Relationship Skills Workbook. You can look and actually find where you are. And I find that extremely useful, like a mall map. This is where you are. You are here. That to be able to locate myself is such a great beginning. Oh, this is where I am right now. Then I can say, well, where do I want to go? I can choose anywhere. It could be even more contracted, I suppose, if I wanted to feel worse. It's fun to have that choice. Or I can choose to feel more expanded. So yes, so that's your homework. Notice your thoughts and put them on the inner map as you can, and see if you can move around on that map, because I think you'll agree with me that you'll begin to feel more and more powerful as you understand how your inner world works. I appreciate your willingness to embark on a new path of relationship, one where you can build the skills you need to express who you are while creating deep, authentic connection. For more information about my work, to subscribe to my blog, and to find out about my workshops, appearances, and events, go to my website at juliacaldwell.com. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at info@juliacaldwell.com. You can order my new book, The Relationship Skills Workbook, A Do-It-Yourself Guide to a Thriving Relationship, from SoundsTrue.com or Amazon.com. The music for this podcast is courtesy of Chris Perica from her wonderful album, Dry Land. The excerpt is from the song Compass Rose. You can find this and more at chrisperica.com. When will the street signs stop pointing west? When will my thoughts stop drifting like smoke?